A Taliban spokesman claims its fighters entered a district within the Faryab province without facing any resistance from government forces or causing any bloodshed, and they took over. Reportedly, they captured dozens of government soldiers. The governor would not discuss the fate of the government forces. Local media reported around 100 Afghan security personnel are missing. The Taliban is said to be in control of three of the districts, while 11 other districts are also under pressure from rebels. Thousands of stranded people were waiting to be rescued, and officials pleaded for more help from relentless monsoon floods that have partially submerged the southern Indian state of Kerala, where more than 190 people have died in a little more than a week. Reuters' Matthew LaRotunda.
Hundreds of thousands have been forced out of their homes. The local government says 2 million people in total have been forced into relief camps for this monsoon season. The Prime Minister, Narendra Modi, is visiting personally. He's promised an additional $71 million of financial assistance to those affected. For now, authorities say they plan to implement controlled releases of water from dams to manage the flows.
The deadly Ebola outbreak in Eastern Democratic Republic of the Congo has now claimed 49 lives since the start of the month. That's according to the government, and the World Health Organization expects more cases. The gradually increasing death toll, with a further 2,000 people feared to have come into contact with the virus, adds to the woes of a country already facing violence, displacement, and, of course, political uncertainty. The WHO spokesman, Tariq Jasarevich, told reporters that it does expect more cases. Find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. The death toll of Genoa's bridge collapse has risen to 43. This is as rescuers confirmed that they found remains believed to be that of a missing family. Firefighters discovered the three bodies reported to be those of a couple and their 9-year-old daughter early Sunday inside a car extracted from the rubble of the viaduct. This is a day after memorial services were held for the victims of the collapse. VOA's Sabina Castelfranco has more.
The Archbishop of Genoa, Cardinal Angelo Bagnasco, celebrated the solemn service. Italy's top officials and politicians, including head of state Sergio Mattarella and Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte, attended the ceremony. Family members of other victims decided to bury the dead in their towns of origin, some declining to participate in the state funerals in anger at having lost their loved ones in an accident that may have been caused by poor design or improper maintenance. The president, who visited the site of the disaster and the injured in the hospital before attending the service, has defined the bridge collapse as absurd and frightening, saying the tragedy struck not only Genoa, but the whole nation. Sabina Castelfranco for VOA News. Rome.
Brazil is sending troops to its border with Venezuela amid growing tensions in the Brazilian border town and state after Venezuelan immigrants were blamed for robbing and severely beating a local merchant. The troops are scheduled to arrive Monday. Over the past 3 years, tens of thousands of Venezuelans have sought refuge in Brazil from Venezuela's economic, political, and social crisis. A strong earthquake has rocked the Indonesian island of Lombok. Reuters' David Doyle.
A fresh tremor hit the Indonesian island of Lombok on Sunday, just weeks after an earthquake there killed more than 430 people. The latest 6.3 magnitude tremor sent people running into the streets. Hospitals and Lombok's airport were among the buildings evacuated.
I was on the third floor. It was very strong and we could feel shaking. All the lights went out.
No tsunami warning has been issued and authorities say they are still awaiting word on casualties.
The annual Hajj pilgrimage begins today as over 2 million Muslims gather in Saudi Arabia. The pilgrimage represents one of the five pillars of Islam and is required of all able-bodied Muslims once in their life. In recent weeks, people have arrived in Mecca from across the world. The Hajj offers pilgrims an opportunity to feel closer to God amid the Muslim world's many challenges, including the threat of extremists in the Mideast after the Islamic State group was beaten back in Iraq and Syria, and the plight of Myanmar's Muslim Rohingya minority. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
In broadcast, it's today's exclusive hits.